The Mohawk High School is tonight on greensports.net. It's the WPIAL Class 3A Boys Basketball Playoffs opening round as Waynesburg Central visits the Mohawk Warriors. I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum, and tonight's presentation of greencountysports.net is brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990.
Foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome to the Iron Synergy pregame show as we set the table for you for tonight's Class 3A boys basketball matchup in the opening round. It's the 16th-seeded Waynesburg Central Raiders and the top seed Mohawk Warriors. And again, I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum. We'll give you a quick game set, and then we'll bring Sam in here in just a moment. But Waynesburg Central finishing in fourth place in Section 4 to qualify for the postseason for the second consecutive year. 7-15 overall record, 4-6 out of Section 4, and again the 16 seed in this 3A bracket. Mohawk, meanwhile, a dominant campaign, 20-1 overall, 12-0 undefeated Section 1 champions, and also the number one ranked team in the state of Pennsylvania in the classification. And this season marks the fourth straight 20-win season for the program. They have reached the WPIAL semifinals. The last 2 years have the Warriors still looking, though, for their first WPIAL title since 1970. And under Coach Mike O'Lair, they're hoping that this year is the year they can break the door in. However, this David versus Goliath type of matchup, Waynesburg Central was here last year in a first-round contest against Mohawk, so perhaps they have that familiarity in the trip up north here to Mohawk at Waynesburg Central. They opened the season 4-4. They've gone just 3-11 over the last 14 games, but don't let that fool you. Waynesburg Central, they've had six losses by a margin of 3 points or less, so they're obviously just right there. And prior to the playoffs, snapped a five-game losing streak with a 76-74 victory over Aquinas Academy in the regular season finale. For Mohawk, they narrowly lost their season opener against the 6A powerhouse in Central Catholic, 62-58. They have won 20 in a row since that point. We'll continue along in the pregame show, but we'll set the table some more for you here on Green County Sports, greensports.net, in just a moment.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. Of course, our coverage on greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County. We bring in now Sam McCollum. And Waynesburg is, I described, a David versus Goliath type of matchup, 16 versus number one. But these two teams hooked up last year, so perhaps a little familiarity certainly can't do Waynesburg any harm from that standpoint.
No, and I'll tell you, it's a shame. Waynesburg is a tale of two teams. You know, you look down through their schedule this year and who they've won and who they've lost to. They defeated the number five seed, Southmoreland, lost to them twice. by 1 and 2 points. They played the number 3 seed, South Park, lost by 2 points. But then they got blown out by Charleroi. So you don't know which team's going to come out. I can tell you, if it is the team that played South Park strong, played Southmoreland strong, I don't know that they can give Mohawk that good of a game, but they'll be competitive. So that's what we want to see. We want to see a competitive game. I mean, you said it. They're Goliath. I mean, Mohawk, they're just incredible. I mean, their closest win, or one of their closest, was over a 6A team playing in 3A. I mean, that is unbelievable. And they are that good.
And not only playing a 6A team, but a 6A Central Catholic team that's one of the top in that largest classification. So that's certainly a feather in their cap, even in it being a loss, but one that kind of shows that, you know, they can flex their muscle and do pretty well in this classification. And obviously the folks that do the rankings think so, as they have them ranked number one. The winner of this one will face the winner of South Allegheny and Elwood City. That's the 8 versus 9 matchup tonight that'll be tipping off the same time this one will tip off. So the winner of this Mohawk-Waynesburg Central game will face the winner of South Allegheny and Elwood City on Friday night. The championship in Class 3A will be played on Saturday, February 28th at the Peterson Event Center at 1 o'clock. Now, you talked about this, Sam, being a Goliath-type team, and Mohawk, it all starts with senior guard Bobby Fadden. He's Mohawk's all-time leading scorer, 2,149 points. I mean, the 1,000-point milestone is usually the one that you look at. He's over 2,000, and he's fifth all-time in Lawrence County history in scoring. So he's obviously the guy that you circle once, twice, or maybe three times, well, and who you have to stop.
And let me tell you right now, when you watch him play, none of the accolades matter, because as soon as you see him for 5 minutes, you go, oh, no, oh, no, that boy's a weapon. I mean, he is that good just to watch. And I didn't know anything about him last year when I came up here. And you just start watching him play, and you're going, oh, my goodness. Then you read about him, you go, that makes a lot of sense now. And he is. He's unbelievable for Mohawk.
And a terrific athlete. He obviously is a good perimeter shooter as well. 190 career three-pointers. Second team All-State last year. Third team All-State as a sophomore. And he plays football, golf, baseball, and track and field. So he's a five-sport athlete, which is pretty rare. He's a dual-threat QB in football. And he finished with another rarity, is a triple crown career for him. He had 1,000 yards receiving, passing, and rushing. He started out as a receiver. That's the reason for that. Then migrated to the quarterback position and has, as we said, 1,000 yards rushing and passing as well. So he's certainly a top standout. Drew Rona is another guy that you have to look for when it comes to the Mohawk Warriors. For Waynesburg, of course, Dane Woods, he's a 1,000-point scorer, reached that milestone on February 3rd, and he's certainly going to be one of the go-tos for the Raiders tonight.
He definitely is. Waynesburg needs Cole Headley to play well today. He's our point guard, one of the leaders on the team. Even though he's an underclassman, he's still one of the leaders on the team. He's an outstanding ball player. The Raiders need him to have a good game tonight.
As we continue along in the pregame show, we'll step aside for another break here on the Iron Synergy pregame show. Our coverage on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. As we get ready for the opening tip, let's introduce the starting lineups for both teams. For Waynesburg, led by head coach Mike Giuliano, it's number one, Austin Serber, 6 foot senior guard. Number three, 5'11 junior guard Cole Headley. 6 foot senior guard Jackson Dean. 6'4 junior forward Ace Litwinovich. And 6'5 senior guard Dane Woods. For the Mohawk Warriors, led by coach Mike O'Lair, it is 6'2 guard and senior Bobby Fadden, Drew Rona, Joey Nail, Vinny Pizzullo, and Cameron O'Lair. We'll be back with more right after this. Thank you.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And that was the Iron Synergy pregame show. Thanks for joining us tonight on greensports.net. Opening round of the Class 3A boys basketball playoffs, Waynesburg Central at Mohawk. And this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to playoff coverage during the course of this week and the weeks to come on both greensports.net, WJPA Sports Network. Jason Tennant and Bob Gregg, once those brackets come out for each and every round, I know it's it's a beautiful mind in trying find out who to send where, and a lot of hard work that goes into that with all the cast and crew that make these broadcasts happen. And it's my pleasure to be here with Sam McCollum tonight. I'm Randy Gore. As again, it's Waynesburg and Mohawk. So Sam, what are you looking for, excited to see in tonight's matchup?
Well, I just want to see competition. I want to see, like last night I did the Jefferson-Springdale game. Jefferson won the game, but it was competitive and it was a good game to watch. That's what I'm hoping for tonight. I'm hoping the Raiders come out, play their best game, because we know Mohawk is going to be ready to go. We know they're loaded and ready to roll. I hope Waynesburg comes out, plays their best game, and at least makes it competitive, or as competitive as they can.
And for the guys that, you know, there's quite a few seniors and juniors in this starting lineup for Waynesburg. The fact that they have been here before for a playoff game, does that help them at all, do you feel like?
I would say it has to help them, because not only have been to the playoffs, they've been in this gym. And I'll tell you, coming in, this is an intimidating gym. Then they turn the lights on, bring the players out with spotlights. So it's a little bit intimidating, but if you've been here once, you know what to expect.
Indeed. And also, too, is the starting lineups with the lights turned down being introduced for Mohawk. I want to run through the Mohawk starting five again one more time, because we kind of rushed through that toward the end. But for Mike O'Lair, it's Bobby Fadden, 6'2", senior guard, 6'3", junior guard Drew Rona, 6'3", senior guard Joey Nail, 6' senior guard Vinny Pizzullo, and 5'10", junior guard Cameron O'Lair. He is the son of head coach Mike O'Lair. Coach O'Lair in his fifth season as the boys' coach, and had been the Mohawk girls' coach for 15 years, where he posted a record of 229 and 127 in that span, and he now has over 300 career coaching victories. He achieved that mark on January 6th here with the Mohawk boys. And also, as a sidebar, the current girls' coach for Mohawk is Lindsay Bell, Westminster College alum. And I broadcast some of her games with the PAC Sports Network, so it's nice to see her tonight. Opening tap controlled.
Goes full circle, doesn't it?
It really does. It's quite amazing. And so the opening tap controlled by Mohawk, and from our broadcast perspective, headed left to right across your listening device, three ball skyward from near the top of the key. No good for Bobby Fadden. Rebound Waynesburg, and the Raiders will have possession for the first time tonight. Waynesburg in the road black uniforms. Pump fake from the right side by Jackson Dean. He'll drive but lose the handle. Turnover to Mohawk.
Well, I'm always anxious to see how nerves are going to play a part in the beginning of these playoff games for both teams, because this is the first game on the road to the championship. How are you going to handle the nerves?
Mohawk setting up shot. Pass underneath. We've got a foul as Bobby Fadden this time. Underneath with a Waynesburg player coming up on his back on the pump fake as we have 7:22 on the clock. Foul will go against Cole Headley, the junior guard. Bobby Fadden, who averages 21.3 points per game this year. First free throw rattles out. He's an 87% free throw shooter, and he misses his first. And on the second, as he eyes the basket, that one rattles out. So he's 0-2 to start the night, and it's still scoreless as Waynesburg will try to settle in. Serber in the forecourt, right wing three is good for Jackson Dean, and the Raiders lead 3-0.
Well, Jackson Dean is kind of a streaky shooter, so if he gets hot, look out.
And here is a floater in the lane. That'll sit on the front rim and fall out. Tippin won't go for Joey Nail. Third chance opportunity will fall for Nail, who cuts the Waynesburg lead to 3-2, 6:53 to go in the first.
Nail, great job with continuation to keep going back for that rebound.
Ball popped free from behind, and now we've got a steal with that pressure defense. Nail to lay it in as he leads the track meet, and it's now 4-3 Mohawk. That full court pressure on display here by the Warriors. Waynesburg trying to handle that, and they give it away again. A steal underneath. Nail will pass it away, and on the layup, it's Drew Rona, and we've got a timeout, 30-second timeout for Waynesburg and head coach Mike Giuliano. We'll take a break as well. 6-3 Mohawk is where 1 minute and 32 seconds in on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
A good initial start for Waynesburg with the three ball going down for Jackson Dean, but the pressure defense here for Mohawk has immediately led to a 6-0 run for the Warriors. And now another steal, but they give it away right back as Fadden had it for a moment, but trying to save it, gives it up to Dean, trying to slither through the lane. Layup try, blocking foul drawn by Cole Headley as he makes his way to the cup. And the foul on Mohawk will be charged to Joey Nail. That'll be his first of the night. 6:16 to go here in the first period. 6-3, Mohawk leading Waynesburg.
Cole Headley with a strong drive that time. Wasn't sure he was going to get the call. Could have gone either way with a charge, but the Raider got the call.
Headley, first free throw goes down for him as the Raiders try to settle in after that initial surge thanks to the defense for the Warriors. Cole Headley, three-year starter at point guard, and praised by his coach for his basketball IQ, makes both free throws. And the deficit is just one now for Waynesburg. It's 6-5 in the early going. Opening round of the 3A playoffs. Right wing three, no good on the try for Cameron O'Lair. Offensive rebound again, it's Nail. He finds O'Lair, and he won't miss a second time. He drills the three, and O'Lair makes it 9-5 Mohawk.
You know, the Warriors are doing a real nice job of moving the ball around until they get that open shooter, and then the shooter just drained at that time.
And Nail has been a force on the offensive glass thus far. Dean drives in, shot blocked underneath by Fadden, tips it out, and O'Lair will control it. Quickly to Fadden in transition without numbers. He'll find a trailer, deep three, bounces off the front rim, backboarded in for Drew Rona, 12-5 Mohawk. 5:31 to go in this first period. Waynesburg breaks the pressure in the forecourt this time. Now a trap comes on Dean. He finds a man on the right wing, Serber. He'll dish it off. Three near the top of the key. Off target for Dane Woods. One and done on that try for Waynesburg. Crossover move by Rona. Trying to dish it underneath. Ball batted out, but Nail receives a pass from Rona. Fadeaway no good from the middle of the lane. And the rebound controlled by Woods. 5:03 here in the first. 7-point lead for Mohawk. Woods dribbles in from the top of the key. Contact, but he slips and falls and travels. Turnover to Mohawk.
Yeah, nothing you could do there. He just tripped over his own feet and went down. And you can't do that.
Yeah, he tripped first. The contact came after he tripped. And so easy call in terms of the travel. Woods, who averages 16.3 points per game, but couldn't get his footing there. Mohawk sets up shop in the forecourt, leading by seven. Rona will pass it off to Fadden, top of the key, right back to Rona. Quick feet, finds Fadden. Pump fake, gets a man in the air, dribbles in a step, takes a long two, no good for Fadden, and the rebound by Dean. Waynesburg hustles ahead. Here comes Serber. Floats a pass right side for Woods. He'll try a three from the right wing and buries it and lets the student section know about it in the process. It's a four-point deficit for Waynesburg at 12-8.
Well, Waynesburg trying to hang around here. You don't want to let Mohawk get out too far, that's for sure. But they're doing what they can to just stay close.
Baseline drive and the pass now in the lane. Nail with a little hook that spins out and the rebound corralled by Dane Woods. Waynesburg will slow it up as we're halfway through the first period, and Waynesburg holding its own thus far, trailing by just four against the top-seeded Mohawk Warriors.
Well, competition's what we wanted to see. We talked about it before the game, and that's what we're seeing so far.
Three ball missed by Woods, but an offensive rebound by Ace Litwinovich. And now a three ball, this time no good for Headley. And the rebound corralled by Fadden. He finds a wide-open Rona. Left wing three and the splash for Drew Rona, his second tray of the night. He's already got eight, and it's 15-8 the lead for Mohawk. Breaking pressure now, a man weaving through traffic. Cole Headley with a nice left-handed lay-in. 15-10 the score, Mohawk leading.
Man, this is a quick pace of a game so far on both ends.
3:09 on the clock. Rona feeling it, but that time a heat check on the three ball. Rebound for Waynesburg, corralled by Jackson Dean. Dean across the timeline. He gets a step on his defender right down Broadway for the layup. 15-12. Deficit is three for Waynesburg. Dean has 5 points. We're under three to go in the first. Fadden gets a step on his defender, then draws a foul. Two men in the area. Serber was closest on the play, and it will go against Austin Serber. Second team foul on Waynesburg in this first period. Checking out is O'Lair, entering 6 foot forward Braden Radzminski for Mohawk. First man in off the bench for either side. Baseline left triggered to Rona. On to Fadden, tries to size up Headley, and he will. Drives off the backboard, no good. Radzminski, though, with the rebound. Kick out three. Rona, that's off target. Dane Wood says that's enough as he climbs the ladder for the rebound.
Well, he went up high that time to get it.
2:26 and counting, first period. Mohawk leading by three in the opening stanza of this opening round game in the Class 3A bracket. Number one versus number 16. Moving in, Dean, out to Litwinovich, near the left wing, surveys, and now on to Headley in between the circles. He'll cross it over. Fadden defending well, though. Pass out. Diving play, Radzminski had a near steal, but the ball ricochets to Headley. Headley, a little shimmy shake, drives it on Fadden, up with it, fouled, and two free throws coming up for Cole Headley.
I'll tell you, tough defense by the Warriors so far. Everything the Raiders are going after, they have to earn it. And that's exactly what you want to do from a defensive standpoint if you're the Warriors.
1:59 remaining in the first. Headley, also a member of the boys' golf team. They claimed an undefeated section title this past fall, along with Serber. As the first free throw goes down for Headley, he's now 3-for-3 at the charity stripe. And it's 15-13. Waynesburg trailing by a pair. Quentin Williams into the game for Waynesburg, 5'9", sophomore guard. Headley, deliberate at the free throw line on this second attempt, sizes up the basket, it rattles out. Score remains 15-13 Mohawk, and here come the Warriors in the forecourt. Vinny Pizzullo, pass to the right corner from Fadden, stumbling a bit was Radzminski. Now a trap here on Fadden is the Waynesburg defense uptick in the urgency. Bounce pass in the lane, and it's ripped away from Nail by Dane Woods. Woods in transition, bump from behind. That's a foul as he was toppled over by Vinny Pizzullo.
You know, when you're a player, you hate those kind of fouls because the guy just stopped in front of you. You didn't really, you know, plan on running into him and knocking him down, but it's still a foul, unfortunately.
So the foul on Pizzullo, his first. The Cal U baseball commit, first team All-State in that sport last year as a junior. And now a steal as Headley gives it up to Nail. Nail able to somehow get around Woods for the layup. And they called a – did they call a foul on that? They did.
Yeah.
So an and one is it falls for Nail and the foul on Woods as well. 17-13 Mohawk with that basket.
Yeah, I was checking to see if they were going to call the foul. I mean, he got hammered. So, and they did. So Nail goes to the free throw line.
The crowd was so loud here in this right. Mohawk gym, I didn't hear the whistle. But, yeah, the call was made.
Well, I think they were so excited because the basket counted. I mean, it went in.
And Nail makes the free throw, so he converts on the three-point play. He has seven. Drew Rona has eight. How about Bobby Fadden, the 2,000-point score? No points so far, but Mohawk leads 18-13. Dane Woods. With a 5-point deficit, he looks to Dean. Deep three from beyond the top of the key. That cuts into a 2-point game again, 18-16. 1 minute to go in the first. Dean up to 8 points, a couple of trays for him. Near side pass, and on the sideline, the heel of the shoe of Bobby Fadden trying to climb the ladder to bring a tall pass down, but he comes down out of bounds. Turnover to Waynesburg as the clock winds to 54 seconds.
On this side of the court, you don't have a whole lot of room where the players are.
We're nearest the Waynesburg bench, right behind it. And they were Johnny on the spot to help the officiating crew make the call.
Yes, they were.
Waynesburg winding clock. And see if they try to hold for the last shot, but might be too much time to try that. Here's a scoop layup try on the right side of the lane. No good for Serber. Rebound goes to Rona and the Warriors. There's Fadden from the left now on the pass. He'll peel out near the half-court line. Rona, pitch and catch continues between those two. 20 seconds to go in the first. Waynesburg trying to trap whoever has the ball. But now tic-tac-toe work here for Mohawk. Good passing about down to 11 seconds. Top left point, Fadden. Baseline left corner. Wide open now for the layup. O'Leary, and he misses it. Rebound tipped out. Waynesburg 2 seconds. And Headley from half court, a shot blocked by Rona on the tip. And that'll end a very competitive first quarter. Mohawk 18, Waynesburg 16. As you're tuned in to playoff coverage on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Number 1 versus number 16 tonight in the 3A bracket. Mohawk leads, but just by 2, 18-16 over Waynesburg Central. I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum. And, Sam, your impressions through one quarter.
Well, I got to, you know, if you're the Raiders, this is the way you want to play. If you're Mohawk, you're thinking, okay, we got to play a little bit better. But they didn't play bad. Mohawk played pretty well. Defensively, they were strong. A lot of offensive rebounds. So, this is what I said. You don't know which Waynesburg team is going to show up.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not that Mohawk played poorly at all in the first period. Just right. Waynesburg, you tip your cap. They played a pretty good first quarter, too. They're down by only two, and with the basketball as we open up the second quarter. Dean pump fake in the lane, but good defense by Radzminski, and that forces the kickout pass here for Waynesburg on the reset. Screen set up for Headley as he drives baseline floater. That rims out. Rebound Fadden. Good look there for Headley, just unfriendly rim here at Mohawk. Three left wing, Rona, no. Rebound underneath, though. Radzminski up with it, and he is fouled.
To go back down on the defensive side for the Warriors, they're doing a great job of staying home in their position, and that's why Waynesburg's having a tough time getting to the hoop.
Radzminski misses on the first free throw. The foul was charged to Jackson Dean, by the way, his first. Radzminski also a right tackle for the football team at Mohawk. And defensively had 82 tackles on the defensive line, but he misses on the second free throw. So at the charity stripe, just 1 for 5 is Mohawk. Joey Nail is the only one that's made a free throw. That was on the three-point play and one. So the score remains 18-16. Waynesburg ball now in the forecourt. Headley near the top of the key with Rona defending. Thought about a three, but will pass it away. Dean now to Litwinovich. Top right point, it's Woods. Woods will feed it right wing to Headley. It glides right to left. Move with the left hand, and he is fouled. Tried the scoop layup, fouled by Rona. And Headley back to the free throw line.
You know, I got to tell you, good sportsmanship on both teams tonight. We've seen players knocked to the floor. Both teams go to help them up. And I like to see that. Play hard, play aggressive, but don't be dirty.
Completely agree. No matter what happens in the outcome, right? You want to see that type of sportsmanship. So that time after the foul, Rona helping Headley up as he takes a look at the basket here. 18-16 score favoring Mohawk, and make it 18-17 now as Headley connects on the first free throw. He has 6 points, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Headley also a second cousin to A.C. Headley, Waynesburg wrestling great, as well as at the University of North Carolina. The last name Headley, very well known in the Greene County area. Free throw missed on the second, rebound Fadden. So 1 point lead for Mohawk remains at 18-17. We're 1 minute and 10 seconds into the second period. Fadden pump fake, right wing, O'Lair. Back to Fadden, right corner three, and there's his first basket, a corner three for the 6'2 senior guard, and it's now 21-17 Mohawk.
He has the smoothest shot. Confidence, good rotation on the ball, just, oh, he's fun to watch.
And Mohawk's all-time leading scorer, 2,152 points now with that basket on his career. Fifth all-time, Lawrence County. And here's a steal by Joey Nail. He's going to take it all alone for the layup. And just like that, it's now 23-17 Mohawk. And here they're going to bring that pressure defense that gave Waynesburg so many problems in the early going in the first period. Left corner, Litwinovich is Waynesburg now in the forecourt. Nail has 9 points now. He has been a terror on defense thus far. Now it's Headley, drives the left side of the lane, able to get around Rona as he is finding his way to the cup, 23-19, Mohawk. Headley up to 8 in the first half. Fadden thought about a three. He's going to get a man in the air with a pump fake, drive to the basket, gets it to go, and the foul. 3-point opportunity for Bobby Fadden. 25-19 Mohawk leading, trying to assert themselves here in the second quarter, the top-seeded Warriors. Fourth year in a row with 20 wins or more. They are 20-1 this season. Free throw good. After losing the season opener to 6A Central Catholic, they have won 20 in a row, have the Warriors. And the free throw, as we said, for Fadden, converts on the three-point play. 26-19 Mohawk leading by 7. We near 5.5 to go in the second quarter.
Something you have to appreciate about Fadden's game is if the outside shot isn't there, he doesn't force it. He just drives to the hoop. Young kids need to watch that.
Yeah, very, you know, playing beyond his years, so to speak,
right,
as a player. I mean, I guess you don't score 2,000 points for nothing, right?
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
You have to know how to play the game. Litwinovich with a wild drive. That one goes off the glass. No good. And here is Bobby Fadden. Well, finger roll layup, no good with the right. But put back, that won't fall for Nail. And the loose ball comes to Litwinovich. Lobs it up for Woods, but he wasn't ready for it. He had to try to make it over the shoulder, but the ball lobbed beyond him. And an easy takeaway for Mohawk as they quickly come the other direction. Nail finds a player open for three. This one off the back iron for Pizzullo. And it's over the backboard, possession to Waynesburg.
Unfortunately for the Raiders right now, they're playing strong defense. They just can't get anything to fall on offense. Other than Cole Headley with a couple of his layups, they're struggling on the offensive side.
4:40 to play in the second. Walking across the timeline, directing traffic is Headley. And you can see him as the floor general, just a junior, so you get him back next year for Waynesburg. Woods, long two, just inside the arc, and that one goes for him, 26-21. Waynesburg trails by 5. Dane Woods with 5 points. Drew Rona drives. And on the left side of the lane, off the left side of the rim, rebounded by Headley. Headley calmly dribbles it forward. Looks to Dean on the handoff. He'll glide in left to right, pulls up mid-blocks fadeaway, air ball, rebounded by Fadden. A bit out of control there was Dean. Never felt comfortable. Fadden feels comfortable, though. Off the front rim on the miss. Rebound. That's Radzminski on the putback. 28-21, Mohawk. Radzminski on the score sheet with his first basket of the night. 3:42 left in the first half. Waynesburg finds an open player in the left corner. Litwinovich fires up the three. That's an air ball, though. Too strong on the shot. Nail grabs the rebound. Gliding diagonally into the forecourt, right to left was Fadden, and he draws a foul.
Yeah, good call. Reaching by Dane Woods that time, just playing over-aggressive and a little too far.
Woods with his second foul. Litwinovich will check out as Landon Darr will enter, 6'3 junior forward. Cameron O'Lair, 5'10 junior guard on the far side, will inbound. Also a baseball player and golfer. Had the game-winning hit at a 5-4 win over Titusville in the first round of the state playoffs last year for Mohawk, did O'Lair. Here's a Fadden jumper, long two. That'll fall in for him, 30-21. Mohawk now starting to steadily increase the lead.
Yeah, just consistency. They're doing, I said it earlier in the game, they're doing a nice job moving the ball around, finding that open shot.
It was a one-point game early in this second quarter at 18-17, but Mohawk settling in now, the number one seed. We're just a tick under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Woods beats his man on the cut. Assist for Jackson Dean. Good find there. 30-23. Waynesburg trails by seven. And Woods up to 7 points as well. Top of the key moving in. Spin move. Nail. Left-handed take. No good. Woods corrals the rebound. And he will look things off. Thought about passing it to Headley, but Fadden was right there.
I thought that ball had a string on it, and he just brought it back to his hand.
Like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
But Woods very calmly thought it through. And now Waynesburg deliberate here in the forecourt, looking for a man to come free. Woods will pass it to Dean. Player slips defensively, Radzminski. Dean with 2:10 on the clock. Picks up his dribble. He needs some help. He goes to Woods. Near the left side, will dribble left to right along the perimeter. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Again, it's 30-23 Mohawk. Here's Headley, a little shimmy-shake move on Fadden. Leaner is good for Headley, and it's a 5-point game, 30-25. Timeout Waynesburg with 1:51 remaining in the second. We'll pause as well. Greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
And welcome back to Mohawk High School. I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum. And Sam, you talked in the pregame that a guy to watch for Waynesburg and a guy who needed to play well, and he is playing well, Cole Headley, 10 points.
Yeah, offensively he's doing a great job driving to the hoop. He's got that scoop layup that has been successful for him so far.
Has had the body lean, and it's working well for him. 30-25 Mohawk leading, and a reverse layup expands the lead to 32-25 for Joey Nail and the Warriors. Nail first into double figures with 11. A lot of that has to do with the defense of Nail and rebounding. A lot of putbacks for him and steals and baskets. Headley fires up a three. No good. Offensive glass, though. It's Quinton Williams, and Waynesburg will reset with 1:17 left before intermission. Headley in between the circles. Passes it left along to Williams. Williams guarded by Radzminski. Now it's Woods, top right point. Back to Dean on the left. And he'll try a three. Dean, who hit a couple early but misses on that one, and the rebound goes to O'Lair.
I think Waynesburg needs to be a little bit more patient, work the ball around a little more.
Fadden three. He doesn't need to be patient. He had the shot he likes, and he rattles it home. Fadden in double figures with 11. And it's 35-25, a 5-0 spurt after the Waynesburg timeout for Mohawk. And the lead at its largest point tonight, it's 10 for Mohawk. 37 seconds to play in the half. Dean, right elbow, guarded by Rona. Pass finds a man wide open underneath. Williams for the layup, cuts it to 8, 35-27. Down to 26 seconds to go before halftime. Rona lobs it up left corner. Fadden tiptoes the sideline and stays inbounds. Back to Rona, back to Fadden. The pitch and catch continues as they want to hold for the last shot. Waynesburg trying to force the issue. Rona, floater, no good from the left elbow. Woods had the rebound. It's jarred loose. Radzminski, check that. O'Lair has it. Three, no good, right quarter. 2 seconds and a three-quarter court, maybe almost a full court try on the buzzer beater by Serber. Hits the rafters, and that'll do it through one half of play. Your score, Mohawk, the number one seed in the 3A bracket, leading 35-27. Waynesburg, the 16 seed, putting Mohawk to the test. But Mohawk with the 8-point advantage. We'll step aside for a break as you're tuned in to Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hey, welcome back to Mohawk High School as the WPIAL Class 3A boys basketball bracket in motion here tonight. Opening round, Mohawk leading Waynesburg 35-27. And the winner of this one will face the winner between the 8-9 game, South Allegheny, the 8th seed, hosting the 9th seeded Elwood City Group tonight. And along the rest of the way, might as well go through the 3A bracket. On the bottom side of this part of the bracket, for Bishop Canavan hosting 13th seeded Shadyside Academy this evening, and also 5th seeded Southmoreland hosting number 12, the Wash High Little Prexies. On the other side of the bracket, the 2 seed is Aliquippa hosting Stowe Rocks. The 7-10 game is Seton LaSalle against Charleroi. 3-14 South Park and Riverside in the 6-11 matchup is Keystone Oaks and Ligonier Valley. In the game you're listening to right now, again, it's Mohawk 35, Waynesburg 27. It was a one-point game early in the second quarter, 18-17, after Cole Headley went 1-for-2 at the free throw line to cut it to a one-point game. But Mohawk steadily increasing the lead, got it up to 10 points at 35-25 late in the second. Waynesburg with one basket to finish up the half on a lay-in by Quentin Williams, who came open underneath. Individual scoring, Bobby Fadden has 11 for Mohawk. Joey Nail with 11 as well. Drew Rona, 8 points, a couple of three-pointers for him. 3 for O'Laire on a tray. Braden Radzminski has 2 for Waynesburg. Cole Headley, 10 points. A lot of that done at the free throw line. Jackson Dean, 8 points, including 2 three-pointers. Dane Woods, 7 points with one tray. And Quentin Williams with the aforementioned basket. So that sets the scoring for you in this one. And Sam McCollum, your assessment of this game thus far. Again, Waynesburg is holding its own, but Mohawk able to stretch the lead out a little bit in that second quarter.
So on defense, the Warriors are doing an awesome job of staying in their zone when they're in that 2-3 zone. And Waynesburg is getting lulled to sleep a little bit when they're on defense because the Warriors keep passing the ball, which is what you're supposed to do. Pass the ball till you find that open shot, which I've been so impressed with Mohawk tonight for doing that. I mean, obviously they've got some great shooters and great players, but they're not taking bad shots. They're waiting for the open shot. To flip the coin, if you're the Raiders going into halftime and you're down 8 to the number one team in the state, you have to be pretty happy. you have to think that as a coaching staff, I can make a few adjustments and we might be in this game. Now, if you're a Mohawk and you go in, you're going, we're up by 8 and we didn't play outstanding on offense. We missed a lot of shots. Even though we worked the ball nicely, we've still missed a lot of shots, and we can pick it back up and come right back out. So, I don't know. Competitive. I have to go back to that word. We wanted to see a competitive game, and we are seeing a very competitive game.
Exactly that. And if you're Waynesburg, I mean, you want to hang around in this game, right? And they are doing that.
Yes.
You want to hang around. The longer you're able to accomplish that, the more that a team like Mohawk is the number one seed, you start to feel that pressure. I don't think they're feeling that pressure yet, but they might if, again, you continue to hang around.
And what happens when you play a really good team like Mohawk is spurts. They go on runs, okay? Waynesburg has shut that down so far. They've gone on like an 8-0 run, but then Waynesburg would chip it back, and they would come back into the game. So as long as you can stop those long runs, I think you're still going to be in the game. Now, who knows what's going to happen in the fourth quarter, but all you want is a chance in the fourth quarter.
And going back to your point about Mohawk, you know, maybe not shooting it quite as well as they normally do, I think Bobby Fadden is probably exemplary of that. He had no points in the first quarter. He had 11 in the second quarter, so obviously shot it much better there with a couple of three-pointers. But, I mean, he's the all-time leading scorer at Mohawk. If you ask him, he probably doesn't feel like that was his best half of play, even though he's tied for the team lead with 11 points.
No, I would agree 100%. One thing that's really impressed me with him is his defense. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you don't look at that when you look at all his statistics. He is an incredible defender, and I don't know how he has the energy on the offensive side of the floor to score as much as he does playing that hard on the defensive side.
I'll be real curious to see where he ends up playing college basketball, especially in this area here in Lawrence County. I'm not sure what level of basketball he's looking at, if it's PSAC or maybe PAC. I know Westminster obviously has a very good program in the area.
Right.
There are a number of PSAC schools as well. So, but nonetheless, yeah, Bobby Fadden, he is a complete ball player. We're going to step aside here in the halftime show and come back with the second half for you on Green County or greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Green County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Green County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Green County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Both teams huddled up, and Waynesburg breaks huddle as the second half about to commence. 35-27, Mohawk, the number one seed, leading Waynesburg, the number 16 seed in the 3A bracket. Tonight, a rematch of last year's Whipfield first round. Back then, it was number three Mohawk winning on their home floor, 59-40 over 14th seeded Waynesburg. Austin Serber hit a buzzer beater three-pointer at the end of the first to tie that game 13-13, but Mohawk pulled away from that point on. Bobby Fadden had 27 that night. Drew Rona with 17. Cole Headley had 11. Headley tonight already has 10 as Mohawk begins the second half with the basketball moving right to left across your listening device. Great to have you with us here on greensports.net. I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum. And there's that good passing we talked about as Nail gets a block. No, it's a charge. No, it is a block. Count the basket. My apologies. I'll say that again. Litwinovich trying to draw the charge, but unsuccessful in that. So count the basket for Joey Nail. He's got 13 and a chance at the and one. Thought for a moment there that Litwinovich might get the call he was looking for.
I thought it was close. Yeah.
Litwinovich, good effort there, but Nail makes the free throw. And now up to 14 points. So immediately now an 11-point lead here, largest of the night for Mohawk at 38-27. Waynesburg slowly ahead. Headley to the top right point as Waynesburg trying to slow it down for the moment. Serber back to Headley, and then a pass that's tipped and stolen. So that deliberate possession ends up with a takeaway. Quickly ahead in transition now. Here's Fadden in the lane. Fadeaway with the right hand. Hits it from the right side. Mid blocks, 40-27. Mohawk.
The problem with Fadden is he doesn't have a weak part of his game. I mean, he really doesn't. Could shoot from anywhere on the floor and drive it to the hoop.
Yeah, how do you defend him?
Yeah.
You have to respect the three-point shot. The mid-range game is very good, and he can drive it on you as well.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yep.
Crossover move here by Dean. He'll take a mid-range two, but that off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Cameron O'Laire. And a steal. Headley in the midcourt jumps a pass. And, boy, Waynesburg needed that. And so Headley with the easy transition basket. He's got 12, 40-29. Deficit is 11. Moving with quick pace, though. Joey Nail with an easy lay-in. 42-29 Mohawk. And we have the ball tipped out of bounds by Fadden. Well, Nail has been a force tonight. 16 points.
Yeah, he's having a great game.
6.5 remaining in the third. 42-29 Mohawk. And Mohawk has picked up the pace, and then the ball just lost out of bounds there on the dribble by Serber. Fadden was defending, but really didn't do much.
No, he just lost the ball. Yeah. That was kind of odd, actually.
Fadden says, thank you very much, as he'll lob it to the backcourt on the inbounds pass to Rona. Drew Rona, his older brother Jay Rona, sophomore baseball player at Youngstown State. As here's Fadden with a scoop layup on the right, no good. Nail again on the offensive glass, gets it, and the reverse putback, 44-29. And this is dangerous territory now for Waynesburg.
It is. It is. This is what you can't have happen if you're the Raiders, is a run like this.
Mohawk coming out supercharged here in the second half. Headley going to try and bring that to a halt, drives in, then kicks out. Woods thought about a three. We'll pass it off to Dean. Dean darts in. Jitterbugs back out. Finds a man cutting to the basket. Good pass. Serber with the lay-in on the feed there. The assist for Jackson Dean. 44-31 the score. Still a 13-point lead for Mohawk. O'Laire left to right with a pass. Finds Pizzullo. A blocking foul here on Waynesburg.
Yeah, Cole Headley just too aggressive. Gets called for the reach-in foul.
Excuse me, reach-in. My apologies. Two fouls on number three. 5:29 left in the third quarter. 44-31, favoring Mohawk, and then wide open on the inbounds. Nail had the ball, but then he lost the handle on his own, out of bounds. So a break there for Waynesburg. Nail was thinking about the layup before he had the ball.
You know he was.
So Waynesburg facing the full court pressure, but Dean breaking that has Litwinovich on the left side. Comes from a very athletic family, and his cousins having played athletically as well. As there's a step back three, top of the key for Jackson Dean. He's got 11, three triples. It's now a 10-point game, 44-34. Under five to go in the third. Rona fires up a three, rims out. Offensive glass, Radzminski. Here comes Fadden, glides in, fadeaway for the mid-range. No good off the high window. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Waynesburg. One-on-one now, floater in the forecourt. Dean, no good. Rebound tipped by Litwinovic. Back to Dean, fadeaway. That's off the back iron, and not enough numbers there for Waynesburg. A lot of white jerseys, and Radzminski comes away with the ball.
Yeah, should have probably brought that out and waited for your team.
4.5 to play in the third. Here's Rona, pulls up, mid-range, fadeaway. That no good. Rebound, Rona fighting for it, gets it, put back is Drew. Again, Joey Nail, 20 points for the 6'3 big man, 46-34.
There's a lot of game to play, too.
12-point lead for Mohawk. Yeah, still at the midway point in this third quarter. Surveying his server from the top of the key, hands it off to Dean. Dean had a crease, but trying to drive the right side of the lane, the ball was jarred loose by a defender, then the ball off the knee of Dean and out of bounds. O'Lair in, checking out is Pizzullo. Again, 46-34, Mohawk in front, 3:53 and counting as Mohawk brings the basketball up the floor. Rona, left wing pass to Fadden. Swing it around right side, wide open. Rona, three. He won't miss that one. Drew Rona in double figures with 11. That's his third tray, 49-34. Problem here in the second half is Mohawk starting to catch fire from beyond the arc. Woods trying to answer with a three, no good. Rebound O'Lair. Also doesn't help what Nail has been doing on the glass as well.
Exactly.
3:19 to play in the third. Mohawk by 15. Trying to steal it. Dean jumps the route, so to speak, but able to hang on there was Radzminski. Floats a pass, does Fadden. Right side low blocks. Nail trying to move in on Woods. He blocks that one, and then Woods climbs the ladder to grab that loose ball. Pass in the forecourt. Litwinovic goes up and is fouled by Rona, so he'll get a pair of free throws. Rona with his second foul. Litwinovic. A couple of very athletic cousins. Hayden Litwinovic, standout track and field athlete at St. Francis and also at South Fayette, was third in the Whippials in the pole vault while he was in high school. First free throw, no good for Ace Litwinovic.
It rattled around and went in.
Oh, my goodness. I looked down back at my sheet. I thought it was falling out. How about that? So it does. He had some good spin on that shooter's touch.
I'm laughing because that thing bounced around for like 30 seconds before it dropped.
How about that? So Litwinovic, who was the McCracken Pharmacy Athlete of the Week for December 29th, had a go-ahead basket and steal in the waning seconds of a win against Charleroi. That one is no good. I waited to watch that one come to its conclusion. But Ace also, his cousin Reagan Milliken, a fifth-year senior at Ohio State as a softball player, set the single-season RBI record at Ohio State last year. Incredible softball player Reagan Milliken is here after a miss by Mohawk, a return miss by Dean, and the Warriors come ahead with the basketball, 2.5 to play in the third. 49-35, Waynesburg trailing, and there's Litwinovic now with a steal. Two-on-one the other way, finds Headley, layup no good. Litwinovic gets the rebound. His putback won't fall. Rebound tipped around, Headley with a try, and now he is fouled. Misses on the try, but two free throws upcoming for Cole Headley.
Well, I have to say good stick-to-itiveness for the Raiders because they continue to go back up, get the rebound, and put it back up. It just wouldn't drop.
Just want to finish one thought on Reagan Milliken because I was fortunate to actually see her play softball at Bethel Park, the 6A Pennsylvania Softball Player of the Year. So that is Ace's cousin and a phenomenal softball player. First free throw, no good for Cole Headley. Score remains 49-35. Also, shout out to his uncle Scott Litwinovic, who I was on the phone with earlier today, the track and field head coach at South Fayette. Help me with a little bit of that, those bloodlines, the lineage.
Yeah.
Cole Headley, free throw, makes the second. So he's up to 13 points is Headley, and it's a 13-point ball game. 49-36 favoring Mohawk. We're in the third quarter, headed toward the two-minute mark. Fadden is Headley up to defend Ball almost yard free. Fadden comes free. Left wing pump fake. Now drives to the basket. He draws a foul. And that'll go against Austin Serber, which will be his second. 2:01 to play in the third is Bobby Fadden. We mentioned an 87% free throw shooter missed his first two free throws, and how about that? He misses another one.
You're going to have to reconfigure his percentage.
It's dropping quickly. No, I'm sure it's probably still like 86.9.
Oh, sure.
He's actually an 80% career free throw shooter. That one rattled out, but finally in for Fadden. So
I thought he was going to miss four of them.
14 points for Fadden. 50-36, it's a 14-point lead as well for Mohawk. And obviously, from the announcing standpoint, we're on greensports.net tonight, so you can't announce. There's no announcer's jinx when it's the opposing team,
no, right?
Right, you can't,
right.
That is not in play. It's not valid. Here's a floater from the right side, low blocks, no good for Dean. Rebound tipped out, corralled by Nail. He has Fadden wide open. Fadden trying to dunk it, and he misses. But the putback, that no good for Radzminski. Gets his own rebound. Olaire, left wing. Dean will try a three. That's off target. Rebound, Olaire on the offensive glass. Has Joey Nail, who is fouled, and that's probably the best way to stop that if you're Waynesburg.
Yeah, actually, you hate to say a good foul, but that is a good foul because you stopped the basket.
Now, that was offensive rebound after offensive rebound. And so the foul will be charged. They have Serber on the board, but I don't think that can be him.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
They still have two. I have them for three. But either way, Serber called for the foul. Free throw missed by Nail. But free throws have been tough for both sides tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever advances to the next round will want to try to clean that up. Winner of this will face the winner of South Allegheny and Elwood City on Friday night. Another miss. This time by Nail, and Woods grabs the rebound, then he is fouled. That'll be the third team foul of the period on Mohawk.
The further you go along in this bracket, the more important those free throws are going to be.
There's some tough teams in this 3A bracket. As Nail will check out, he has been phenomenal tonight. Briar Crawford checks in for Mohawk. Crawford is a Westminster commit for baseball. Standout right-handed pitcher and infielder. Top of the key three, Headley. He knocks it down. 40-39. It's an 11-point game.
Only gave him two
long
on that.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. 40. They make that 50-38. But nonetheless, Headley with 15. Trying to get some momentum going there. Down to 40 seconds here in the third quarter. Trying to trap is Waynesburg, nearly a backcourt violation, but Fadden able to hold his balance and the possession. He'll circle in, pass out to Pizzullo, and we've got a timeout. Timeout Mohawk with 30 seconds to go in the third. We'll break as well on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Out of the Mohawk timeout, immediately finding a man wide open underneath. That's Olaire for a lay-in, 52-38. Mohawk, as we're down to 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Great to have you with us on greensports.net. WPIO Playoffs 3A, opening round. Good work there in the lane, working through, and Cole Headley getting that up over the tough Mohawk defense, and a full-court buzzer-beater try that was close but no good, and it's a 12-point ball game as we head to the fourth. 52-40, Mohawk leading Waynesburg. Back with more greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
And welcome back as the Class 3A boys basketball bracket begins tonight. And Waynesburg Central, through three quarters, trailing Mohawk 52-40. And Sam McCollum, what do you look for here in this fourth quarter?
Well, Waynesburg's got to get stricter on defense. They've got to stay home. A lot of backdoor cuts from Mohawk, which is great on their end, that are successful. And Waynesburg's got to shut that down. They got to stay better positions, especially in the paint and down close to the baseline.
Fourth quarter underway, so we'll see if Waynesburg has a comeback in them. As we open the broadcast tonight, David versus Goliath type of matchup, and Jackson Dean opens with a three, but no good. Rebounded by Joey Nail of Mohawk. Down to the right wing, and this will be a three, no good for O'Lair. Rebound, Dean had it, but ripped away by Pizzullo. That sets up Rona for three, and that fires up the bench. Drew Rona with his fourth triple of the game, and he's now up to 14 points. 55-40 Mohawk. 7:23 to go. Around a screen, Headley is fouled. Looked like Nail got him. Two men in the area. It will go against Joey Nail, just his second foul.
Well, you would expect to see more reach-in fouls later in the game. Kids get tired because you stop moving your feet as much.
Baseline left, triggered in. And, well, it's sent into Williams and almost gave it away as he was falling out of bounds. Dane Woods weaving through and then is fouled. Mohawk thought it was a clean block there by Pizzullo, but no dice. Dane Woods will get two free throws. Yeah, hit him in the head, the officials say. Questioned there by Coach O'Lair in his fifth season as the boys' head coach. Health and phys ed teacher in the district is Coach O'Lair. Free throw for Woods, no good. And you're down by 15, fourth quarter. Now it's just, I mean, obviously you wanted to make the previous free throws, but now's the time you got to make them all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're so important in these games. We said later on in a bracket, but later on in a game, you just have to, you got to make them.
Dane Woods, 1,000-point score, does make the second. So he has 8 points, 55-41, 7:17 to play. Mohawk charging ahead. Fadden, step back three. He connects. Bobby Fadden smooth with that shot, 17 for him tonight. And the lead is 17 for Mohawk, 58-41. Headley angles in. He finds Woods. He'll try a step back three. Back iron, though. Rebound tipped up and corralled by Pizzullo. Up to O'Lair. Has Nail underneath. He draws a foul. Two free throws for Joey Nail. Nail, the team's post player, which he has been doing all the dirty work on the glass. Two-way starter in football. Linebacker on defense. He'll split it running back and tight end offensively. Free throw, no good for Nail. Scored 12 total touchdowns this past fall. 9 rushing, 3 receiving. One of Bobby Fadden's go-to receivers.
Yeah, Mohawk's athleticism is incredible. And, I mean, that's across the board, all their players. Just outstanding athletes.
Back iron for Nail. He goes 0 for 2. That's a break for Waynesburg, but still down by 17. Need to start to pile up the points here, hoping for a comeback bid. Woods driving right side of the lane. Good take. Oh, and it falls off. Unfriendly Mohawk rim. Nail grabs the rebound. That was a good drive there by Woods. Rona the other way off the side of the backboard, and there is Nail again. He's got to have a double-double tonight.
He has to.
And he's fouled, so two more free throws pending for him. Third foul on Litwinovich.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Nail, I don't know if anybody expected him to have this kind of game, but he's gone above and beyond what you need to do as a teammate.
He's a 58% free throw shooter. He is showing that.
Right.
Missed the first. And on the second, does deliver on that one. So Nail, 21 points. 59-41 Mohawk. 6:24 left in this one. Headley into the forecourt. Angles right. Fakes the handoff to Litwinovich. Trying to size up the defense. Swing it around the horn on the left side. Dean thinking about a three. He'll drive in. Lost the handle. Gets it back in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Pass left. Jumping it is Fadden. He'll steal it. Trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled on the other end. Serber won't allow the easy basket. So that'll be officially three on Serber. Bobby Fadden, two-time All-State selection, delivers on the first free throw. As we mentioned, has not committed to a college yet, five-sport athlete.
Do you remember Bobby McFadden?
Yes, I do.
Don't worry, be happy. That's what I keep thinking right. When I think of Bobby Fadden.
That's it. Yeah, that's a great point. You know, somehow I did not think of that, but yeah, you're right on, Bobby McFadden. Yeah, that's a good drop-in. I like that. Well, he makes both free throws, does Bobby Fadden.
Now you're going to say it. Sorry.
Right. I got to think about it. And here's Headley. Kicks left corner. Litwinovich air ball. Rona collects the rebound. Rona in transition. He'll angle to the right. Now Mohawk can take its time if it wants, leading by 20.
Yeah, at this point, you want to just end the game. You know, scoring more points or making it a bigger blowout doesn't really help you, but saving your energy and conditioning might.
Right elbow. O'Lair passes it away to Rona. They find Fadden, wide open three. Rattles out. Rebound O'Lair. Rebound jarred away, though. O'Lair had it, but Litwinovich comes up with a loose ball. Headley, two on one, is fouled from behind by Fadden. Foul on Fadden is his second, sending Cole Headley to the charity stripe.
It's still been a better game than a lot of people expected.
First free throw for Headley. Spins out. I would completely agree. I mean, you think about it, a one-point game in the second quarter at 18-17. And, you know, Waynesburg at no point was intimidated coming in here or was in awe of the number one seed.
Right.
So they more than held their own in the early going, led by third-year head coach Mike Giuliano. Second free throw, no good.
And guess what? Mohawk's the real deal.
They are, number one ranked team in the state, not only just in this bracket, but across the state in the rankings. And pass O'Lair inside, trying to force feed it, but Woods comes up with a steal. Two on one, Waynesburg. And a miss by Headley. No foul on Rona, but the putback is good for Williams. And we've got a timeout for Waynesburg as Coach Giuliano wants a question why that wasn't a foul as well. So we'll take a break. Greensports.net. Coverage presented by First Federal of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And welcome back to Mohawk High School on greensports.net. I'm Randy Gore along with Sam McCollum. Waynesburg Central on the road here in the 3A first round, trailing Mohawk 61-43. And after a basket by Quentin Williams, Coach Mike Giuliano calling the timeout moments ago. Had a lot of success at Cameron, West Virginia, leading the girls program as an assistant coach to two state titles in West Virginia during his tenure and one state runner-up. Other stops include Carmichael's as a girls head coach and 11 years at Trinity Christian School in Morgantown and a Waynesburg University grad. But out of the timeout by Waynesburg, it's an easy lay-in for Vinny Pizzullo. It's his first basket for Pizzullo. Makes it a 20-point game again.
That's a foul all the way down the floor.
Well, and they don't call one. No. It was a near steal and ultimately a miss by Dean. His body's tumbling. Pizzullo tripped over Dean. Waynesburg, unfortunate there. There was a lot of contact, but no foul. And wide open is Fadden right at the free throw line. A 12-footer, no good. And Woods has the ball popped away from behind by Nail. Everything going Mohawk's way now at this point in the game, leading by 20.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Midway point of the fourth quarter. Miss on the drive by Nail, a rare miscue for him. As Jackson Dean comes away with it, he'll drive. Got a step on Fadden, he lays it in. Jackson Dean with 13 points this evening, and it's 63-45. Still a big lead for Mohawk. Ball picked up by Rona in the backcourt. Going to try to trap him, but quick passing here. Mohawk certainly expecting that, and wide open from the right side, low blocks. The layup for Bobby Fadden up to 19 points, 20-point lead again for Mohawk. 3:15 left of this one. Dean. For the left side, low blocks, well defended by Pizzullo.
That's what I mean. The Warrior defense has been incredible tonight.
Left-handed take by Headley, no good. In transition, left all alone is Nail. Waynesburg kind of fell asleep there. 67-45 Mohawk.
Yeah, Waynesburg didn't even go down the floor that time. They didn't even cross midcourt to go down and play defense.
I mean, there were three guys in white jerseys on the other end. Woods, three, right wing, back iron, rebound Fadden. Up ahead to Nail, and again, Nail races by everyone for the layup. 69-45, Mohawk pulling away.
Yeah, that's a shame. I don't know what Waynesburg's doing. Dane Woods was right beside him and just let him go. I don't know what – maybe Waynesburg's tired. They have played a heck of a game.
Gassed at this point. Three ball missed on the try by Serber. Put back on the rebound is good for Headley, and a timeout for Waynesburg. 69-47. Mohawk leading Waynesburg, 2:20 left in this one. Greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I got to tell you, though, this atmosphere has been incredible. I mean, they've got a big set of bleachers on the far side. If you're used to Waynesburg, it's twice the size. They're packed. They're playing music. Everybody's excited. It's just been a great atmosphere tonight.
22-point lead for Mohawk. That'll put the home faithful in a good mood, that's for sure. 2:09 left in the fourth quarter, and yeah, you're right. That home side of the gym is jam-packed.
Yeah.
And pretty tight quarters here on the visiting side as well. So Mohawk going to try to wind things down. Foul by Headley is the fourth team foul in the period for Waynesburg. Briar Crawford will check in. Radzminski will re-enter. Nail, looks like his night will be through. How about the night for Joey Nail? 25 points and at least 10 rebounds by my estimation for a double-double. Fadden's going to check out as well.
I think he's earned an early exit tonight.
Yes, he has. Rona will exit as well. Checking in is Talon Swanson. So calling off the dogs here with less than 2 minutes to go. One more trying to enter, but late to the party. And I don't have a number 30 on my roster.
Nope, nor do I.
So he's really late to the party, apparently, in getting his jersey, too.
But he's a mystery man.
Nonetheless, what's not a mystery is who will be advancing out of this game tonight to the quarterfinal round. That'll be Mohawk as O'Lair, check that, Crawford, rather. Is fouled by Woods. So Briar Crawford, first one back iron, is the lead again. 22 points here for Mohawk with 140 left. And free throw on the second. Good as well for Crawford. We mentioned he's committed to Westminster. Had a 10-strikeout game last year against Neshannock and a 4-inning save against Elwood City in the WPIL quarterfinals. So Crawford, an excellent baseball player, and he gets a rebound off a miss from Serber as the clock winds to 126. 70-47 after Crawford's last trip, 1-for-2 trip to the free throw line. 23-point advantage. Crawford with it near the free throw line. Bounce pass juggled around. Radzminski will give it back to Crawford, who will lay it in. 72-47, Mohawk. Crawford, 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Three from the net. Make out a long two in the left corner for Dane Woods. He's in double figures with 10.
Yeah, he stepped on the line with his right foot when he stepped up.
Jackson Dean, 13 points. Cole Headley, 19 tonight for Waynesburg. On the other side, as we have just the substitution timeout, so we'll keep it here for Mohawk. Fadden, 19 points, 3 three-pointers. Drew Rona, 14 points with 4 three-pointers. We talked about Nail with 25 points to lead all scorers as Waynesburg will bring in a fresh 5. And big round of applause from the Waynesburg folks that have made the trip for, of course, the seniors, guys like Serber, Dean, Woods, whose careers will come to an end tonight, and great Waynesburg careers during their time.
Yeah, and they represented themselves very well tonight, played a really tough team as hard as they could.
Lay-in for Crawford. He piles up the points now in the fourth, 74-49, 30 seconds to go. And Waynesburg with a giveaway as a pass whistled by Brewer, the intended target, and out of bounds. So sent in here for Mohawk. They're just going to look up at the clock and let things wind down with 20 seconds to play. So Mohawk will advance to the WPIAL quarterfinals to face the winner between South Allegheny and Elwood City, taking place tonight down in Glassport, Pennsylvania, South Allegheny, the Gladiators. So 2-1, tick off the clock, and the ball game is over. Mohawk in the first round defeats Waynesburg Central 74-49. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll recap this one. Also hand out our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
74-49, a final. Mohawk defeats Waynesburg in the opening round of the Class 3A WPIAL playoffs. And you know, earlier on, before we really delve into anything, hard-fought game. Waynesburg held its own early, down by just one in the second quarter at 18-17. And a lot of good sportsmanship in this game by both sides. And I also noticed post-game Mike Giuliano, Waynesburg's head coach, talking with Bobby Fadden and giving him a pat on the back. Right. Fadden, of course, the star player for Mohawk. So a lot of mutual respect in between these two teams.
Well, I think Mohawk came out very much like we're the number one seed, and by the end of the first quarter went, we better play like the number one seed. We're not just going to be given this or handed it to us, and they did. Then in the second half, they made the right adjustments at halftime and came back out and looked like the number one team in the nation or in the state.
Absolutely. So, Yeah, maybe in the nation. Who knows?
Could be in the nation. That's
That might be a stretch. No offense, but yeah, Mohawk is certainly a very impressive team. And this one started out. It was only 18-16. Mohawk at the end of one quarter, a 1-for-2 trip to the free throw line for Cole Headley, pulled it to 18-17. That was as close as Waynesburg would get though in this game. Actually, they did hold the lead early, 3-0 on a Jackson Dean three-pointer. But other than that, 18-17 was as close as it would get in the later stages of the contest. And it was still an 8-point game at the half, and you got the sense the message from Coach Mike O'Layer was, hey, guys, we gotta up the ante here. We got to put the hammer down in the second half, and they did.
And they did. I mean, they played extremely well. Their defense was solid. When they were on offense, they rebounded well, which gave them more opportunities at second and third shots. And they just did what a quality team does, and that's exactly what you expect in the playoffs. And I do think they came out thinking it was going to be a cakewalk, and after the first quarter, well, we've got to get serious. And they showed it and played a great game.
Yeah, tip of the cap to Waynesburg. Cole Headley, 19 points. Jackson Dean, 13. Dane Woods with 10. Those were three in double figures. Those are my unofficial totals, but nonetheless, those guys doing a good job. Joey Nail, from the get-go, he made his mark. 25 points for Mohawk, numerous rebounds, and kind of an off night. It's funny to say that for Fadden. He had 19 points, but surely wasn't his best night. Maybe getting some of the rust off here as the playoffs begin. Certainly will look to play better moving into the next round. Again, don't take that too critically. Fadden is awesome and had 19 points, but I think maybe not his best shooting night tonight. Drew Rona, 14 points with 4 3-pointers as well. So your takeaways on this game tonight, Sam. I mean, it was a lot of great effort and great sportsmanship on both sides. And Waynesburg, they came out hot early on, but Mohawk too much in the end.
Now, I think if you're the Waynesburg Raiders, you played as well as you could play. And you made it competitive, for most of the game. And you can go, leave here with your head high. You're the number 16 seed. You have a losing record coming into this. And you can't come out of this with Mohawk respecting you. Now, Mohawk, they're exactly what you expect in the number one team. I mean, their defense is solid. Their offense is solid. They're athletic. They're quick. They move the ball well. They're real well coached, so they stay in position well on defense. I mean, they're exactly what you want to see in a number one team.
Yeah, their ball movement, impressive. And, I guess that's the point in terms of missing shots. They got – they got themselves open quite a bit because of that ball movement. And, you know, that type of night, you know, I feel bad for whoever they're going to face next, because they're not going to miss shots like that in the next round when they're that wide open. So,
and to answer your question, Fadden?
Yes.
Guaranteed he's upset, because he wasn't the top scorer on his team, was he?
He was not.
So I'm sure he's upset about that.
Yeah, and
I mean, he's a competitor. You would expect him to be upset about that.
Sure, sure. Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if he'll be back out here shooting maybe later. just because I'm sure that's the type of player. You don't score 2,000 points for no reason. And obviously, very dedicated player is Bobby Fadden. So you know what you could say to him? Hey, maybe not your best shooting night, but don't worry, be happy, right? You won the game.
I'm telling you, Bobby Fadden, if you or your family is listening, you need to make shirts that say Bobby Fadden with your number, and underneath it, don't worry, be happy. Well, hey, we're going to step aside one more time, and we're going to bring you back and tell you who the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game is. You're listening to Greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And time now for the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. And win or lose always goes to one of our Greene County players. And tonight, Cole Headley, 19 points to lead the Raiders. And he was really... you know, he's a guy that that led the way in the early stages when Waynesburg was right there in the hunt, and he's continued that. He was very consistent throughout the night, 10 points in the first half, 9 in the second half, and he's our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
You know, and about him tonight, he played like a leader. You know, if his shot wasn't there, he was driving to the hoop, but he was trying to make things happen, trying to open the game up, and that's what you want your point guard to do.
So congrats to him. Bittersweet tonight, obviously. But he's a guy, he's a junior, that Waynesburg can look forward to having back next season. Waynesburg Central season ends tonight with a 7-16 overall record. Mohawk improves to 21-1, winners of now 21 in a row as they head to the WPIAL quarterfinals. So that'll do it for us here tonight. For Sam McCollum, I'm Randy Gore. We bid you a pleasant good evening. Once more, your final score, Mohawk 74, Waynesburg Central 49 in the first round of the 3A playoffs. Our coverage on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.